Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. Those of you who are marketing yourself, your products, your goods, your services right now, if all the attention of all your potential customers all got on you right now today, are you prepared to handle that attention?
Stay all day, don't talk.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You're now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, yes, there is more. You get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is that go-getter energy. You know that go-getter energy when you feel like making things happen and no longer waiting for things to happen? We're going to get that into you every single day. We put all this together. What you get is the mindset, the method, the podcast. Also the book. If you didn't read it yet, go get it. Called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. You made a great decision to be here because today's topic is how to promote yourself. How to promote yourself. Definition of promote is to further the progress of, to support or actively encourage. How can you further the progress of yourself? And I'm talking here today specifically on in a business sense. Okay, so not just promoting just as a person, period, but in a business sense, whether you are building a personal brand, you could apply this to building a business. I'm really talking about an individual person here, but you can apply this to a business. You could apply this to a team. You can apply this to a product or service. How to do that promotion, further your progress to support yourself and actively encourage yourself, or to support and actively encourage other people who want to further the progress of you and or who are interested in what you're doing. To give publicity to yourself. How can you give yourself publicity or generate publicity for yourself, or to increase public awareness? Can you get the public to know a little bit more about what you're doing? Yes, you can. You can do it by promoting yourself. And I'm going to tell you how to do that here in today's episode. These days, everybody is trying to be seen. Everybody's trying to be noticed. Everybody wants to be heard. So this is a money topic. This topic is right on time. It would have been on time a year ago. It'll probably be on time a year from now. So you'll have this to listen to in the future. Everybody's trying to get seen. Everybody wants their words to be read, want their voice to be heard, want their footage to be seen, want their profiles to be followed, want their blanks to be blanked. Whatever it is, everybody's trying to draw that attention these days, because if you don't have someone's attention, you can't get their money. And if you can't get their money, then you're in trouble, all right? Because then you can't give anybody money, and prices of everything are going up every single day anyway. So you're going to need to get people's attention so you can take them to the next step and the next step and the next step. That's the first step in the funnel, is getting somebody's attention. So how can you promote yourself to the point that you at least have someone's attention? And then what you do from that point is up to you. And listen, how many episodes of this podcast we got? 1,000-something? I've given you a lot on what to do once you do have somebody's attention. But we're going to go to this step here, promoting yourself here today, just so you know how to do it and just to make sure that it's been said. So this is a big time topic, how to promote yourself. Let's get right into it. Point number one, you got to have a hook. You got to have a hook. In other words, what can you say or do or show or share or give that grabs my attention and makes me stop looking around? If I'm scrolling through my feed on any platform, a Twitter feed, a Facebook feed, an Instagram feed, a YouTube feed, they have a feed now. So if I'm scrolling through my feed, what can you do or say or show or share or tell or fill in the blank, whatever verb you want to use, what can you put out there that will make me stop scrolling, metaphorically speaking? And this could be on the internet, this could be live and in person. What can you do to make me stop scrolling and pay attention to you? Or maybe you don't have something that's so out there, so flamboyant, that it just grabs somebody's attention and it just shocks them out of their stupor, their normal stupor of living how they live. Maybe you don't have that. Maybe that's just not your style. Maybe that's just not the way that you do things. And you're listening to this like, man, Dre, that's not really my personality. It's not the personality of my brand or my business or my book or my podcast or my blog. What can I do? Or here's the other option you have, still part of part one, having a hook. What can you be so consistent at that I eventually had to take notice? And once I take notice, I'm like, wow, all of this has been going on. I didn't even know about it. So these are the two options you have. And you fill in the blank here with a verb, say, do, show, share, tell, that grabs my attention, pulls me out of my normal routine of being. That's one way to do things. And the other way is being so consistent at what you do that I eventually had no choice but to notice it. And then when I notice it, I'm like, wow, this has been going on. I didn't even know about it, but look at all this stuff that I missed. Now I'm going to park myself here and I'm going to take all this in. Those are your two options for a hook. When I was first putting videos on YouTube, probably up until about 2014, before there became so many people doing it that there were just thousands and millions of videos, you can get lost in the sauce. Anybody who looked up a basketball video on the internet, period, YouTube, anywhere else, was going to see my name because I had probably more videos than everybody else put together. And I'm not telling you that to impress you, but to impress upon you that my hook in this case was the second option, which is being so consistent and having so much material at what I was doing that eventually you had no choice but to notice it. I didn't have any one thing that just went viral, this one video that went viral and got a million views in 2 days and everybody was talking about me for a week and then my name disappeared from the front page of news. It didn't happen like that. More of a slow boil. And you can combine both of it. You can do both. You could do choose one and you could choose the other. But what can you be? This is what I was being, so consistent in what I was doing. You had to eventually notice and then you said, damn, this person got all this stuff. Or you could do or say something or share something or tell something that quickly grabs everybody's attention. Or maybe it comes to your attention because it grabbed a whole bunch of other people's attention and you weren't looking, that it stopped you from doing what you were doing and you had to pay attention to it. I mean, think of how many viral songs or blog posts or videos or memes do you know of that you can name off the top of your head right now? Probably several more that you could even count on your fingers because things go viral in that way. That fire might only last for a few days or a few weeks, might last for a few years. But once you have that attention, once you got all those eyeballs on you, do you have something in place to keep people hooked? That's the next question for you, because not just about having a viral hit on the internet, which, it'll give you a great dopamine boost for the moment. But then what? What about when it goes away? Now you're going to have the crash. So what do you have in place with your hook that once you do have the attention that you can keep people's attention? If all the attention in your industry or in your market, the people who you're trying to market to right now, those of you who are marketing yourself, your products, your goods, your services right now, if all the attention of all your potential customers all got on you right now today, are you prepared to handle that attention? Are you prepared to do something with that attention? Are you prepared to capture that attention? Do you have a way to keep those people paying attention to you after they start paying attention to you? Or are they going to look at you for a little bit because you got their attention and then they're going to go back to what they were doing before? Are they going to completely forget about you? How many of those people, if they paid attention to you right now, would never pay attention to you again 24 hours from now through eternity? How many of them? How many of them could you keep their attention? Do you have things in place to do so? That's my question to you. We can answer this literally or metaphorically. Literally meaning, for example, do you have an email list where you could actually get people's emails? Do you have products or services you can sell to people? Do you have something people can subscribe to? Do you have some way that you can make sure you know who everybody is who's come through your storefront or your website or your profile or whatever it happens to be? Something that you control, that you own, that you will know exactly what's going on. Do you have that in place? Are you ready for that right now? If you don't have it in place, are you working on it right now? Or are you just thinking about it, just talking about it, just wishing about it, dreaming about it, hoping about it? Those things ain't gonna work. What do you have that's gonna keep people there if you got all the attention right now? This is a question you should be asking yourself on a daily basis. If everyone was looking, what would you do right now? And if you don't have anything in place to do anything about everybody looking, that needs to be your number one priority. Point number two. Today's topic is how to promote yourself. You got that hook. All right, something that's going to make people pay attention. Something that's going to get people's attention, keep their attention, hopefully. Point number two is in your planning for promoting yourself. When you're thinking about how I'm going to promote myself and get people to pay attention to me and notice me and look at me and read me and watch me and listen to me, don't make it all about you. There are some exceptions out there of people who have made it all about them and it worked for them. But for the most part, I'm speaking in generality right here, you don't want to make it about you, because the reason why you don't make it about you, generally speaking, is because everybody's thinking about themselves. Everybody is thinking about me. Okay, not me, Dre, but me as in each one of you is thinking about the actual word me, meaning yourself. So you need to make it about not you, but about them. When you make it about them, i.e., what you have to offer can help them further their cause, entertain them, emotionalize them, give them something to pay attention to, give them something to work on, something that they've been looking for, something that they need. When you can give people something that pertains more to them than it pertains to you, that's how you keep them paying attention. That's how you can hook them in. But you got to have these things in place. Again, if everybody paid attention to you right now, do you have enough in place to keep everybody's attention? Or would you just lose it all as quickly as you got it? What you have to offer when you're promoting yourself, you got to have something to offer here. Whatever you're offering them, what does it do for someone other than help you, other than get attention on you? How is it changing anybody's situation? Is it going to make them laugh? Is it going to make them cry? Is it going to keep them entertained? Is it going to educate them? Is it going to help them do something easier? Is it going to help them do something faster? Is it going to eliminate their need to do something they don't even want to be doing in the first place? What is your hook doing that is going to help somebody else's situation? So you can get somebody else's situation with some candy, right? With some fluff, with some empty calories. If it's sensational enough or you have enough of it, you can get somebody's attention. But once they're paying attention, what's the first question we all ask when we look at somebody else's stuff? What's in it for me? What am I getting out of this? Why do I need to pay my attention? One of the most valuable assets that I have. Why am I paying my attention to this person, this thing, this place, this podcast, this blog post? Why? If you can't answer that question quickly, then they won't be around too long. This is all part of your hook. So point one is having that hook. But in your planning, it can't just be about, all right, here's the hook. Here's something sensational to get you to pay attention. But as soon as you're done paying attention to it, you're going to leave and I'm going to have to do something sensational all over again. That's a losing formula. I don't think that's a formula you want to have to work with. How can you make it about them to the point that they're choosing to come back, that you don't have to keep hustling to get them to come back? Point number three. Today's topic, how to promote yourself. You got to give people a show. And I'm using the word show in parentheses. But we know we're in show business, right? The show business is whoever has the best show gets the business. But it's not just about the show. Actually, it is just about the show. But understand that there's more to the show than just entertaining. It's more to the show than just doing something sensational. The show is everything we've been talking about so far. What is it that is in it for the other people that makes it a show for them? Because a show is relative. You could look at something and say, this is a great show. I could look at it and say, this is a complete waste of time. I'm not watching this. I'm not listening to this. I'm not reading this. I'm not subscribing to this because it's not a show for me. So you need to know, what is a show for the audience you're after? Whether that's one person or a million, what is a show for them? What do they want? This doesn't mean that you have to be loud and boisterous and break out and dance. What it means is, you have to give people something that they cannot get on their own or that they can't get on for themselves or they can't do themselves. That's what a show is. You can give me something that I can't get myself, that I can't do myself, or that I can't acquire in any way, shape, or form on my own, but I can get it through you. Now I'm going to give you some of my attention if it's something that I actually want. Now, don't offer me something that I don't want. Now, you offer me some women's pantyhose. I can't get those myself. I can't make them myself, rather. I could buy them. I could buy them from you, but I don't need them. I don't have a need for it. So it has to be something I have a need for or something that I want that I can't acquire on my own. You need to offer that. You need to make sure that I know that you have it. And then you need to have something that keeps me paying attention once you show me that you have it. In other words, do you have something that I can buy right now? Something that I want? Does it fit my size? Is it exactly what I'm looking for? Does it solve all my problems? Do you answer all my questions without me having to ask them? All of these things is an easy process for me to acquire what it is that you have. All of these things you need to do. This is all part of promoting yourself. And you may think what I just said sounds like selling yourself. Well, they kind of work together. You're not promoting yourself just to get people to look. You're promoting yourself so you eventually can make a sale. The first sale you make is to get people to pay attention. You following me here? They pay money later. You got to get them to pay attention first. You got to take people out of their normal routine of thinking and acting. Their normal routine is paying attention to something other than you, right? So you got to get them out of the routine of not noticing you and get them into the routine of noticing you. Or just break their routine of not noticing and notice you. Maybe it doesn't become a routine yet. And the way that it becomes a routine is that you got to have something that keeps them paying attention. Now, the question is, do you have that in place? If you don't, then you already know what point number one is for you, what you need to do. Your action plan, number one, is to, what do you have that's going to keep them there? once you got their attention, what are you going to do to keep them paying attention? Or if you don't have anybody's attention right now, you can, in the background, strategize and start building everything that you need that's going to keep people's attention for the long term once you do have their attention. But don't take too long planning. Don't take too long getting ready that you forget to actually do something. Take them out of that normal routine. A really smart person who's in education, for example, they'll give you a perspective that you never considered. That's something that's going to give people a show. That's a show for some people because they want to learn something that they didn't know already. At this podcast, I was just telling you a bunch of stuff that you already knew from angles that you've already heard and considered and thought of, then you wouldn't be listening to it. It wouldn't be a good show to you because I'm giving you things you already got. And if you're a person who's not looking to be educated, you're a person who's not really looking to be challenged to think or grow or learn or develop yourself personally or professionally, you wouldn't be listening to this show because it's not what you're looking for. But for the people who are looking for it, first of all, I got something that's going to get you to pay attention. I've been consistent enough that when you notice it, you're like, damn, this person has some stuff here. And I'm talking your language. I'm speaking to what you're actually looking for. Maybe you might have unconsciously knew that you need it. And now that you saw it, you're like, yo, you know what? I do like this. I'll keep paying attention to this. You got to take people out of their normal routine of not paying you attention and get them paying you attention. A well-written book or a well-written article or a great song makes you forget about everything else that was going on while you're in the process of consuming whatever that thing is, whether that's a person, a product, an object, an idea, whatever it happens to be. But you got to get people out of their routines first. So let's recap today's topic, which is how to promote yourself. It's a simple three-step process. The definition of promoting is to further the progress of, to support or actively encourage, to give publicity to, in order to increase public awareness. Everybody's trying to be seen and noticed these days, because if you can't get people's attention, you don't have their awareness, and it's impossible for you to get anything else from them. And we're talking business here. You got to get people's attention and awareness before you can get money or anything else you could possibly want from that person. Number one, have a hook. What can you say, do, show, tell, talk about, dance about that grabs people's attention and makes them stop scrolling, so to speak? Or what can you be so consistent at that I eventually will notice it? And when I notice it, I'm going to stick around, which leads into point number two. And your planning is not just about you. Even though you may do something that could get people's attention, you got to have something that is about them in order for them to stick around. Because there's only so much attention any of us is going to pay to another person if that other person is not giving us anything that we need for ourselves. Because we all got to look out for number one, which is ourselves. What can you do? What can you offer for another person to help further their cause or help them in some way that they could not do or achieve or acquire for themselves? That's a question you must answer. Point number three, give people a show. And understand that a show does not necessarily mean it is funny or entertaining. It means it's something that that person is looking for that they are willing to stick around and pay for. Pay in terms of attention and maybe eventually pay in terms of money. That is a show for each. Again, for each person is different. Some people's show is a whole bunch of information. Some people's show is a reality TV show. Some people's show is a new rap album. Some people's show is a podcast. Some people's show is a social network. Some people's show is playing outside in the rain. What is the show that you're giving your audience? Whatever audience you're after right now, you need to know what their show is. And if you don't know, you need to go find some of those people in that audience. You need to ask them. And I mean that literally. Go ask them, what is the show for you? Take them out of their normal routine of thinking and acting, which does not include you, and get them start paying attention to you. You got to break their routine of not noticing you and get them to notice you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.